This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. We also want to give a special shout-out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our delivery drivers going down into the zone where we've had Hurricane Ian, and they're still getting supplies delivered to them because not everything is open up yet down there. That's been a lot of damage, remember. And then, of course, our great bulk mail haulers, Felix and a bunch, they're hauling mail all over the place. Thanks so very much for doing that. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, wherever it is that it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon folks in the warehouse, and then we've got our Amazon drivers delivering the packages around, too. So thanks to all of them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Is called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're there as Captain's America. Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And let's go right to the phone line and pick up our pal, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And you know, folks, we emphasize those last two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a phone call, so hang on. We're going to go right to it. All right, come on. Is this the Mad Hatter of Backgammon Bobville?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
I'm mad. I know that.
All right, what's up?
I'm $3 pistol with this damn... Anyway, I just want to know what chances we have to still take the Senate. Do we have any chance much? I know Herschel's still going to be in his runoff. Is it just up to him, or is there any other chance?
There's three chances. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What about this Maricopa County thing? What's going on out there?
Oh, boy.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Bob. All right. Kyle, you start first. What's going on in Maricopa County? They can't count. They can't count.
No, they can't count. They can't get their act together. We're being told that it could take not just days, but maybe weeks. Yeah, that's right. Certainly that is not something that the American people nor the people of Arizona expect. But they have these problems with the tabulation. They'd have to take the ballots to a central site to be counted. But then, oh, what a difference a day makes, doesn't it, Captain? Because yesterday when we were covering all this on the program just 24 hours ago, there was a lot of daylight between Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake.
That's right.
And now that they've brought these votes in that had not yet been counted, now it's very, very close, too close to call, as a matter of fact. So, oh, what a difference a day makes.
And here's the thing. They just got another 87,000 ballots brought in from somewhere, don't know where the somewhere is, to be counted.
Exactly right. And from what we understand, I think some of where they're getting them from, like more than likely, leans more Republican. So that puts Carrie Lake into a very good position. In fact, earlier she was quoted as saying that she was, and I quote, really 100% confident is what she said about winning. And, you know, that as they count the votes and they get to the end of the counting, that that's what's going to be the result. So this is going to be very interesting to watch because all of a sudden people were starting to write it all off saying, well, there it went. You know, Arizona, just it's just different, you know.
Well,
but no, this really it is really different.
Well, gee, hear this. There were 17,000 ballots placed in what was called box number 3, which is what's used at the vote centers when they run into technical issues with a ballot. They allowed the people to vote, they had the ballot, and then they hand-tabulated the ballot. They haven't been counted yet, or they're going to hand-tabulate it. They've yet been counted. Now, Carrie Lake, the margin for Katie Hobbs went from wherever it was, 17,000, 18,000, on down to 11,000. Now it's down less than that. We're talking about 17,000 votes that apparently were all for the Republican candidate.
That's exactly right. So maybe some upsets, coming here in Arizona. We're of course watching the Senate race as well. Don't know at this point what effect all that is going to have on that because the governor's race is the one that's sort of generating all this brouhaha. But we'll see.
Yeah, and we're going to have to take a break, so I won't be able to answer the first part of his question. We actually did the second one first because I had the story, the news story, right in front of me about the Maricopa County situation and all that. This is really embarrassing for the state of Arizona. And one of the things that Carrie Lake said is that when she gets elected, and hopefully she will, she's going to straighten this mess out. It's not going to happen again. Good for her. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
Well, that's if Jeff is there, number one. Number two, I never get there at 6. Sorry. I get there about 6:30 because I don't get off the air till 6. And I just don't have the kind of vehicle that will make it that 11 miles in 1 minute. I just won't do that. I need a jet engine. But anyway, well, that's where I'll be. So hopefully we will see you. All right, now this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company. Remember, go over to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials page that's there. Take a look at the specials they have there. You'll see the six-piece towel set, which is really good now. They've really got a hell of a deal with that. They've upgraded everything. By the way, the MyPillow slippers are in there. They've upgraded them. The MyPillow pillows are in there. They've reduced the price on them. They've got some things that they're getting rid of, too, for cheaper prices. Be able to save a lot of money. And you can do it all with the promo code CAPTAIN. Yep. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page. Promo code CAPTAIN will do it all for you. Save you a bunch of money. By the way, if you want to buy some stuff and hide it for Christmas, here you go. There's your opportunity right there, starting with the towel set and the pillows and the Giza sheets, whatever you want. Now, don't forget to check out mystore.com. MyStore.com's got a lot of great savings in there. And you can get some stuff for your house or your bedroom or your kitchen or your living room or whatever over there. So you got MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Promo code will always be Captain. Save you some money. And we look forward to hearing you tell us about it. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain. We actually have a little bit of breaking news here in the last few minutes regarding Hurricane Nicole. Looks like Nicole has now made landfall in Florida near Vero Beach. Vero Beach, right around 3 a.m.
State Route 60.
And that's right, exactly. So that's what's happening. It's finally made landfall. And, of course, Captain, as many of our listeners probably know, this is November. It's not it's very rare to get a hurricane in November. The last ones in November, evidently, were 1935 and 1985. So it gives you some perspective on the nature of this storm.
Yeah, it's been 30-plus years since we've had a hurricane on the ground in the United States of America in November. Now, this one is going to track, it looks like, a little bit east of Tampa. However, we're still going to get tropical force winds over here. It looks like maybe as high as 50 to 55 miles an hour with some bands of rain when they come in, which is when the winds will be stronger. So this is going to happen during the course of the evening. Right now, there is all kinds of flood watches and flood warnings for a lot of Florida, a lot of low-lying areas. So be careful, and if you're driving around, okay, if you're driving around and you can't see the road because of the water that's in it, you might want to think about slowing down really slow or stopping altogether, because you might drive off the road, and if you do, then you really got a problem.
Exactly right, yes.
Yeah, or as they say, turn around, don't drown.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks for the update there, Kyle. We appreciate that, and here we go with some more stuff. As we told you, the Arizona governor's race is too close to call. Kari Lake and Katie Hobbs, it all changed yesterday with some more ballots they found. They started to count. All of a sudden, it started to turn around for the Republicans, and it's like, uh-oh, whoa, what happened here? What happened here? Now, county officials are not allowed to order a full hand count of ballots cast in the 2022 midterm elections, so said a judge. This has to do with Arizona. He made the ruling on November 7th, the day before the election. Two members of the Cochise County Board of Supervisors recently approved a plan for a 100% countywide audit of the election, saying the hand count would enhance voter confidence. Well, judge said, nope, it's not gonna.
Well, you know, having some kind of confidence in the results of any election is paramount. Certainly when there are technical glitches, and I think that certainly qualifies what we were hearing about in Maricopa County
yep.
on Tuesday, Captain, that certainly qualifies. And so to be able to back it up or to be able to verify it or to be able to dispel, and this is maybe even the most important part, to dispel the notion that there was some kind of shenanigans, and be able to have election integrity, that's worth it.
Yeah, and not to be outdone, a Georgia judge agreed to have the ballot return deadline extended for about 1,000 Cobb County absentee voters who didn't have the requested mail ballots sent out by elections officials to them, so they did not get a ballot with which to submit and send back. Now, the consent order from Cobb County Superior Court, the judge's name is Kelly Hill, means that the Cobb County Board of Elections and Registrations will now send replacement ballots to 1,046 affected voters who will be getting these. And in the meantime, it also means that the absentee ballots that are out there will have a return deadline of November 14th. Remember, we have that special election coming up on the 15th, right?
You mean the runoff election?
Yep, the runoff election.
It's going to be December 6th.
Oh, December 6th. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. And then the ballots must be postmarked by the November the 8th, by Election Day. Let's see, what is this? The ballots must be postmarked and out in the mail by Election Day, November 8th, to be counted. So they get to November 14th to put them in, but they date it November 8th, like as if it was an election day.
Right, exactly. So, and of course, this all deals with the idea that somebody might have been disenfranchised or that somehow the rules weren't followed, which is what it looks like here. So a judge is trying to put that right.
Now, I got to thinking about something. We might not have had a red tsunami anywhere but Florida, as some had predicted. Many would argue it wasn't even a red wave, but it may have at least been a red ripple. It remains to be seen, however, if this disturbance will be enough to push Democrats to the center. I think it just might.
Well, it may push some Democrats, maybe even some key Democrats.
Except for Joe Biden.
Except for Joe Biden, who made it very, very clear he wasn't going to do anything different after the midterms.
What a dope.
Well, because, again, it's part of the messaging. It's part of the he's trying to look resolute, and at least that's what they told him or something. But certainly, Captain, the Democrats have to understand, especially they've lost literally an entire state. I think across the board, if you asked any Democrat strategist, they would say Florida is a done deal.
It is.
It's just a red state.
A Democrat will never mean the same thing down here in Florida. Never.
Well, that's exactly right. And so that in and of itself should be very alarming.
Yeah.
Because the success that Governor DeSantis has had and other Republicans is catching.
All right, let me go to the phone line real quick here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Go ahead. What's up?
If the judge doesn't allow votes to be recounted or whatever, that just says you don't have a transparent vote. Now, Florida counted the Chads way back when, and then they did again, about 4 years ago. So I wouldn't see why anybody wouldn't go ahead and try to duplicate the vote and try to make sure it's okay. It just contributes to non-transparency.
Let me ask you a question. Would you count every ballot that came in, regardless of the date on the envelope?
I'm not sure about the laws, but...
The law is if it comes in after the date of the election, it ain't counted in most states.
You have to go by the law, but when they don't allow stuff like this, it just contributes to everybody thinking what they want and goes right back to rigged elections.
Well, I think you need to follow the law, and if you don't follow the law, all bets are off and you're done. End of story.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Thanks. Yep. Okay. Well, how about that, Kyle?
Well, right, and in fact, one of the things that I think that we've seen in a couple of these different elections is the idea that if you have ballots that come in that aren't signed or don't have a date on them or somehow don't comport with the rules of the election, then they're an invalid ballot.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the idea of voting doesn't absolve you of somehow of not having to take responsibility to vote legitimately. You know, that's the thing.
Well, when we come back, we're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the the $200 million man, the $60 million woman. What happens to them next? We'll give you the answer when we come back. You might be surprised as to these names. All right. I'll be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm going to let Mr. Guess Who here take us to break. Here we go. Go ahead, Mr. Guess Who.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the Captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Maryland on Tuesday became the 20th U.S. state to legalize recreational marijuana. A similar measure passed in Missouri, while in South Dakota it appears to have been rejected. Arkansas and North Dakota are also saying no to legal weed. A new survey shows a large percentage of young Americans are struggling with mental health issues. The survey by Harmony Healthcare IT found 42% of Generation Z adults started dealing with mental health conditions soon after the pandemic started in 2020. It found many were diagnosed with anxiety, depression, and other disorders during the lockdowns. Elon Musk is selling 20 million shares of Tesla. The shares are valued at about $4 billion. The sale comes after his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter. And a former UFC star facing a murder charge has been granted bail. Cain Velasquez was arrested in San Jose last February after trying to kill a man he claims molested his young child. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
All righty, tell them the captain said she's right, because if you go over to the website, heroesmile.com, you will find out what I already know and what you just heard about. It's veterans working with veterans to try to help you with the problems that you've got. Now, it can be medical, it can be mental, it can be financial, it can be spiritual, it could be maybe even family-wise. They've got a lot of different people there that can work with you and help you. In addition, if you're a first responder, they can work with you and help you there too. Sometimes all you need is to have a little conversation with somebody and just talk about things. Sometimes that's the best way to do it. And they'll do that if that's what you want to do. They'll work with you because they are working for you and with you, not against you. HeroesMile.com. HeroesMile.com. And their phone number is 888-VET-NOW-2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. HeroesMile.com. Check them out. See what they have to offer. You might be pleasantly surprised. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain. You know, we got a great message I think we'd like to share with our listeners tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, this comes in from Ken, and he's in Des Moines, Iowa. And he writes in, Captain, and says, thank you. Thank you for your show. I am a member of our American Legion Honor Guard in Des Moines, Iowa. We provide the final salute for our veterans using World War II vintage M1 Garand rifles.
Hmm.
You continue to inspire our detail, he says, and I wanted to thank you, Captain, he says, on behalf of our members. Present arms. And so I thought that was really touching and wanted
well,
to bring that out to them.
It is, and I thank them very much for that salute, and we salute you right back there in Des Moines, Iowa. It's all about us. It's all about we the people. And to the veterans of this great country of ours, we will not forget you.
Absolutely right.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let me see here. I think I know who this is. Is this Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to West Coast Kyle. I want to run this by the American people right quick. You know, it wasn't enough when Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, crashed his sports car charged with driving intoxicated. Now this guy at his house somehow makes contact with a 49ers-style nudist freak out of Canada who whacks him across the head with a hammer. America, this is elderly abuse. Why Nancy did not have her husband in Washington so she could keep an eye on it? Why did their children assume control and run the business for their father? There are many holes in both cases. The Pelosis have tons of money. Why her husband did not have a private driver, bodyguard, private security team at all times? These incidents will hopefully change her mind about becoming ambassador to Italy and the Vatican. You know, folks, Nancy supports socialism, communism, Marxism, abortions. Her best friend is Argentinian Pope Francis. He is an accelerated far-left socialist, period. He gave the Biden administration his okay 2 years ago for open borders. You know, America, we suffer right here in America, not Italy. Thanks, Captain. Have a great day.
Yeah, Italy. She's going to be the Italian ambassador. That's what she's trying to do. You know that.
That's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any comment about that?
Well, it would be very interesting. I mean, obviously, I think she wants to get out of Dodge in terms of the House. No matter what, even though, you know, you have the Democrats, especially Biden, trying to spin this as a, you know, something that, you know, that's not a red wave, this kind of thing. But Nancy Pelosi is not going to want to hang around mm-hmm. and not be Speaker of the House.
Well, yesterday, Joe Biden got out there and started chest-thumping about how he had helped save the Democrats from total and complete destruction, and how his way had actually been proven to work in many cases, his policies and this, that, and the other. But he also said, and I quote, the red wave didn't happen. Americans voted to preserve democracy, protect the right to choose. I don't think that was part of what I was seeing.
Well, no, to some degree or another, the abortion issue certainly was did resonate in many respects. And as we were talking with Ron Edwards on the program yesterday, Captain, from Michigan, that seemed to have had some impact in terms of Gretchen Whitmer being reelected. But it's really interesting when the president says that the people voted to, quote, preserve democracy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where to start with that because it doesn't make any sense. There's a democracy, quote unquote, was not on the ballot. That's mm-hmm. another catchphrase that they've come up with, which, again, deflects mm-hmm. from actual issues.
Now, on the Democratic side of the aisle, we have a couple of phenomenons that I don't think we'll ever see again, and I think they're probably done as a result of this past election. But we have a 200 million dollar man. That's how much money he's been given to run for public office these past several years. And we have a $60 million woman. Now, the return on investment has been zero. So, I'm going to mention who these people are. The first one is Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke, whose cascaded political losses have burned through a stunning amount of $200 million worth of cash.
And he's just getting started.
Yeah.
You know, well, who knows? He's probably going to end up as chairman of the board of takeawayyourar15.com or something. Who knows?
Okay, well, now you've got Stacey Abrams. She's received $60 million, and I'm hearing she's going to get appointed by Joe Biden to something somewhere.
She could very likely get appointed, but in the meantime...
Maybe she'll go to Italy.
Well, she probably will show up on MSNBC or show up on The View. She'll show up on
The View. Oh, jeez.
You know, and you know, but now, of course, you know, she had to come up with something that was going to be some kind of explanation as to why she got routed this way. And now the new explanation, I think, in a nutshell, is disinformation.
Right.
So it's not just voter suppression, it's disinformation now.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, come on, man.
Now, Michigan voters finally got something right. Want to know what it was?
Sure.
They elected Republican John James to the U.S. House in the newly created 10th District. Congratulations, John James. He's a veteran, a highly decorated helicopter pilot veteran, ran for Senate, ran for governor. He finally got elected to Congress.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at the map, and just in terms of congressional districts, the amount of red is overwhelming. The amount of blue is somewhat underwhelming. It's kind of hard to imagine why the Democrats have so much influence, but, of course, it's population centers that they're strong in.
And all is not lost in New York State because the Republicans managed to flip two congressional seats.
That's right, and to some degree, even though Zeldin went down to defeat, to a terrible defeat to Hochul, his very presence and raising the awareness of crime and these different issues in New York may have had some effect in helping these congressional candidates get elected.
Right, and George says, let's see, she wants to get out of the country, but waits... until she gets there, the bill for. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know if she's talking. He's talking about Nancy or the other one. But anyway, the Italian Maloney, she is like Trump. Okay, but anyway, I don't know who he's talking about there. He didn't specify. Now the midterm votes, of course, are still being counted, folks. Many key races Americans may not know for a week or so, according to the states where their votes are being counted. Because it all depends on what we're going to find out, who controls Congress, namely the House of Representatives. Now, I'm going over there to look again. Let me refresh the page. 210 Republican seats are what I'm seeing right now. And I believe it's still the same. I got to wait till this comes back. And I'll say this in the meantime. Of course, Friday, ladies and gentlemen, is the Veterans Day, and you may want to go find some event somewhere and find some veterans and just say thank you. Stand back, say thank you, and watch their eyes light up. See what happens. I know there's a whole bunch of us going to be at the Mission Barbecue here locally. All right, well, Mr. Kyle, you get ready. We're going to have the Truckers Highway and Bible Report when we come back. Take a look at the weather again. 210 Republicans right now. 191 Democrats. That's the makeup of the Congress. Still got some ways to go here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage.
Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Turning further from my home. Young, like a new moon rising.
rock. It's called Born Free. And I'm going to tell you something here, Kyle. You ready for this?
Yep.
I live in the free state of Florida, don't I?
That's right.
That is going to become one of our theme songs for one of our segments on this program, Born Free, because I am in the free state of Florida. And if you're not in a free state, you need to move. You need to come where it is free. You need to come where you can be an American and be proud of your country. Display a flag anytime you want. Say God bless America anytime you want. Say the Pledge of Allegiance with fellow brothers and sisters that believe in America, its greatness, that our greatest days are still ahead of us. This is the place to do it.
That's right. Yeah, you got it.
When you moving?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Could be.
Yep. I'm trying to talk you and Ron Edwards both into coming down here. We could have one hell of a time down here. You talk about events you ain't never seen, the kind of event. And by the way, Markowski's going to be in on this too, because he's moving down here once his kids get into college and all that stuff, which is coming up this year. So he'll be back again. He's looking. All right, let me get started here and then turn the weather over to you, folks. We do have Hurricane Nicole, which has come ashore now. It should kind of wrap itself down a little bit here and become a tropical storm shortly. I'm going to see if I can find out what its strength is, but right now I'm still seeing hurricane. We do have a bunch of tornado warnings down in South Florida, especially south of Naples, down towards not quite into the bottom part, but down there about Marathon. We've got a bunch of tornado warnings down there, so... at the moment, and that's to be expected. But we'll talk about that after Kyle tells you what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Again, we have a warning for our trucker friends and driver friends out if you're heading up California 99 tonight, just north of Bakersfield. You've got a dense fog advisory that's going to be with you all the way up towards Stockton. And, of course, at the same time, that same area in the north of Stockton, you've got a frost advisory tonight, and that's going to head up a little bit north of Redding. So be aware of that. We continue with winter weather advisories through parts of Montana, especially the eastern part of Montana, but then over towards Missoula, Stevensville, and Butte, Montana. You've got that going on. You've also got a winter storm warning just north of Idaho Falls and a winter storm warning around Salt Lake City. We've also got some snow on the map, again, near Idaho Falls. In fact, Idaho Falls right now has snow, and that's going to go all the way down to Pocatello, Idaho, Salt Lake City. You've got snow in that area as well tonight. We continue to see snow on I-70 now near Glenwood Springs. This is going to be, of course, west of Denver, so be aware of that. Be careful there. And let's see, rounding it out here, we also continue with snow in eastern Montana, Billings, I-90 up through Miles City, and then on as you head on towards North Dakota, and then up towards the Canadian border near Glasgow. That's U.S. Highway number 2. So be careful out there.
We got a lot of snow tonight, folks, up in North Dakota, up in South Dakota, as well as the central part of Nebraska and northern Michigan, all the way across over to Duluth and Minnesota, as well as the upper peninsula of Michigan up into Canada. Now, there is a blizzard warning associated with this. If you're on I-29 north of Fargo going up to the Canadian line, you were going to have a tough time getting there trying to see, because there is heavy snow, winds blowing, gusts to 40 and 45 miles an hour with the snow, which is going to make it very difficult to see. By the way, you better have your fuel right up in that weather, because it's cold, really cold, and the snow only makes it colder and worse when it comes to that sort of thing. But North Dakota, east, west, north, south, blizzard warning, heavy snow. South Dakota, Rapid City east, about 100 miles, and then you run into just a regular snowstorm, and then you've got snow down into the central part of Nebraska tonight. Looking at Texas, we suddenly in the last hour have picked up a frost advisory for Lubbock South down to Pecos and east of El Paso up on the mountaintop there and over into the southeastern corner of New Mexico. So going to get a little nippy over that away. Now, let's talk about Nicole. Nicole is now on land in Florida, slowly coming across. Looks like it's going to come over towards just north and east of Tampa, probably Polk County is going to get a fair amount of this, a direct hit, I might add. It's not so much the wind, it's the rain, although a combination of both is not a good thing to be involved in at any time. You need to be real careful if you're out there driving, especially on I-95 or I-4 or US 27. If you can't see, nobody else can either. So either stop and allow things to settle down a little bit, or go very, very slow, very slow, because otherwise you'll wind up driving off the road, and we certainly don't want to be talking about that. There's too many areas down there to get in big trouble with the big rigs. All right, now we do have a bunch of heavy weather all the way up, let's see here, to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. That'll be moving up the coast over the next day or two. It'll be here with us in Florida probably till the middle of the afternoon as it starts to move out and up the East Coast. Now, Valdosta, Georgia, you're going to get this storm. You're going to get the rain that's involved, probably get some wind. Tifton, you're going to get it. Brunswick, Georgia, you're going to get it. Savannah, you're going to get it. Myrtle Beach, you're going to get it. As a matter of fact, it's storming right now, Myrtle Beach. So be advised, and that's only going to get worse as things close in on you. Now, that's what we're looking at right now. And, Mr. Kyle, tell us real quick how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty. And we've got on the line Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We've only got enough time to just ask a question or so. So here we go here. My question to you is, we've had some phone calls from some people tonight around the countryside, and Arizona has completely turned itself around again. It's back in play, and they found another bunch of boats, like 87,000 or something like that.
Well, they didn't find them. They knew that they were there. They were just trying to get to them. So there were two counties. It was Maricopa and Pinal County, Pinal County.
Yeah.
And so that is what they were able to finally get into process. So I don't know how long it'll take for that.
And it appears that most of those, and I don't want to speculate, but I've been told the reports are most of those are from Republican counties.
Well, it's not, well, I don't know if they're a Republican county or not, but what it is that it was the votes that came in either by drop-off, by mail, or the day of the election. And those were the ones that they generally say are Republicans because they're encouraged to vote.
And then there was
close to election day.
Then there were 17,000 votes that were not counted originally because they had some troubles with the machine and they had to pull them out, so they're going to count them. That's in the mix, too, there somehow. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll be back. I'll be back. We'll be back. You'll be back. So, well, I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back. Captain's America Third Watch. Thursday morning edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.